This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. So don't forget to set your dials. You can also stream us online at www.federalnewsradio.com or download our webcast and access all of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, you click on the microphone icon, and that will take you to the archive show section. It is always a pleasure and honor to be here with you guys today. Very excited about today's special guest. He is extremely popular these days and is introducing a lot of really great concepts into the world of health and nutrition that are helping many, many people strive and achieve better performance on a day-to-day basis. So today's guest is Dave Asprey. He is the founder and CEO of Bulletproof. I'm going to read a little bit of a bio. Dave Asprey, founder of Bulletproof, is a Silicon Valley investor and technology entrepreneur who spent two decades and over $300,000 to hack his own biology. Dave lost 100 pounds without counting calories or excessive exercise, used techniques to upgrade his brain by more than 20 IQ points, and lowered his biological age while learning to sleep more efficiently in less time. Learning to do these seemingly impossible things transformed him into a better entrepreneur, a better husband, and a better father. Dave is the creator of the widely popular Bulletproof Coffee, host of the number one ranked health show, Bulletproof Radio, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Bulletproof Diet. Through his work, Dave provides strategies for taking control of and improving your body and mind so that they work in unison, helping you execute at levels far beyond what you'd expect without burning out, getting sick, or allowing stress to control your decisions. Dave's newest venture is the first Bulletproof Coffee shop, is scheduled to open in Santa Monica, California in mid-2015. Just a couple things. You can learn more about his book, which is at www.bulletproofdietbook.com. You can learn more about his entire line of products, as well as having resource to all of his articles, content, blogs, everything at www.bulletproofexec.com. And you can also get him on Twitter at twitter.com/bulletproofexec. His podcast is also phenomenal, which you can find on iTunes that we already mentioned. So, Dave, I know you're on the West Coast and it's a little bit early in the morning there for you. So I appreciate you waking up and spending the morning with us.
Kevin, it's my pleasure.
Excellent. So I think we've got a lot of questions to try and get through today. And even though the show is an hour, this hour will absolutely fly by. I'd love for people to just get a feel for who you are and just a little bit of your background. So if you could just briefly share your story, because it is a very personal story that led you to, you know, develop and pioneer this information that you're sharing. So share with us your personal story and how you got inspired to develop this bulletproof lifestyle.
When I was young, I was fat, and I hit about 300 pounds when I was studying for my undergraduate degree. And I knew I was fat, like all fat people, we sort of know it. And we're also all spending all day, every day trying to not be fat. So you do a whole bunch of different things, but all the time you get more and more tired. I hit my mid-20s, I managed to lose 50 pounds, and along the way I'd probably lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds, because you lose 20 pounds, you gain 30.
Right.
When 30, you lose 30, you gain 40. But I was feeling pretty good that I'd lost those 50 pounds. My career was taking off in Silicon Valley. I had just made $6 million when I was 26 years old. Until when I lost it when I was 28. So it was an exciting time. I got this incredible brain fog at the time, and I just remember sitting in meetings at this company at like the dawn of cloud computing as we know it now, and magic stuff is happening, and I can't remember half of it, and my emotional regularity is all over the place. And I just realized that something's wrong here. And I felt really inspired to go out and apply some of my transient newfound wealth there to getting to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked around one day and I said, wait a minute, I work out more than any of my 10 friends and I eat less than any of them. And I still weigh more. It's not that I'm not trying hard enough. It's not because I'm a bad person. I'm not guilty. All the emotional stuff that comes when you're fat and you try and you don't succeed, it was because I was putting all of my willpower, all of my effort into losing weight and making my brain work, but I wasn't getting results because the techniques themselves didn't work. So I stopped blaming myself and I started measuring results and getting data from my body and realized, what do you know? This old myth that we have doesn't work. And I came up with something new.
Sure. And so I think that leads to, as you mentioned, your background in Silicon Valley and in computers and IT, this concept of that you mentioned in your book and that you talk about as a sort of self-proclaimed biohacker, which is an interesting sort of concept. Can you just sort of explain what that term means and how using the principles that you used in the early development of the internet and your work in IT helped you unlock what was going on in the body?
I don't think I could do what I've done from a health perspective without having been basically a hacker. And my last job was in computer security. I quit my IT career about a year ago, and I worked for one of the three largest computer security companies out there. So when you're doing computer security or just designing the internet, you have this problem. You don't know about 99% of what's happening because it's not on your computer. It's on someone else's computer. But you still have to take control of the computer. You still have to make things work. And that's what's going on in your body. Even if we summarize all of the knowledge we have, which is vast, about the human body, it's pretty clear that we probably know less than 1% of what's really going on in there. Like every year we realize, oh, look, there's this whole genetic interaction with the environment that we kind of hadn't figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to think the brain cells couldn't change. So our knowledge will continue to evolve, but we still have to be in charge as much as we can as we continue to evolve our knowledge. So I took these techniques of how do you manage a system when you don't know exactly how it all works? And you do it with data, and you do it with little tests, and you see what works, and you measure what works, and then you do more of what works. And that's the approach that works for biohacking, and that's the basis of what I write about in the Bulletproof Diet book.
Yeah, it's such a good point, Dave, because we have this idea, or doctors purvey this idea, that they know so much about the human body and that they're so in control of people's health issues, that we are so far advanced in understanding human health and physiology and the way to manipulate it with pharmaceuticals and all of these different aspects of treatment. But I tell patients all the time, even the most knowledgeable people about the body still know incredibly little. We have so minimally unlocked the intricacies of what happens in our body on a cellular and physiological level. We have so much more to learn. I think we are so disillusioned in how much we think we know in medicine about the body. So I love your approach, and I love the idea of doing little tests and understanding each person's physiology and figuring out what works. So it's such a great approach.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's all based on science, because it's all based on biochemistry and physiology that we do know about, that has been studied, that is real. And it's about understanding how to maximize those systems to improve performance. So let's talk. I want to jump right into something that's really popular right now. And in the next segment, we're going to start talking about the book, because there's a lot of phenomenal concepts in the book that are really going to blow people's minds as far as, you know, how what you eat and what you're doing can dramatically impact your health, weight loss, how you feel, and how you perform. But I don't want to go any further without talking about Bulletproof Coffee, because it is so incredibly popular. I can't walk around my grocery store now without hearing the coffee person lead somebody to the butter section to find the Kerrygold organic grass-fed butter. And people are, you know, it's like hard to even find in the grocery store anymore because I think everybody's putting it in their coffee, which is great. I'm a huge fan. I use it personally. I think it's a great way to consume coffee. But can you just talk a little bit about what the Bulletproof coffee is? And we're going to get into a deep discussion about mycotoxins and anti-nutrients later, so don't feel like you have to cram it all into this segment. But what it is, what was the inspiration for it, and sort of why has it become so popular? And, you know, just give us the background a little bit.
Sure. One of the practices that I've built into my life is I have this little process running in my head that says, how do I feel right now? And that means I may notice, well, I have a strange pain in my right big toe today. I didn't have, and it's sharp, and I have no idea why, but something caused it. Like, things always happen for a reason. We probably just aren't very good at identifying the reason. So I've spent some time in Southeast Asia. I've spent some time in the Andes in South America doing high-altitude mountaineering stuff. And you always feel like you're dying at extreme high altitude. In fact, you kind of are. So I went to the Himalayas. I was at Mount Kailash in Tibet, which is 5 days of driving on dirt roads to get there. And at 18,300 feet, the highest altitude where I was, I expected to feel headaches and just tired of, you can barely put one foot in front of the other. It's actually kind of miserable, even though it's beautiful and epic. And I drank yak butter tea from these little Tibetan people. They're half my size and weight and twice as strong as me. And I'm not joking about that. These are some of the toughest people on earth. And they drank yak butter tea all the time. So I had some, and I felt like someone turned my brain on. And it was such a striking difference, especially compared to what I expected, that it stuck with me. And when I came back to the U.S., I bought some tea and I bought some butter, and I made this most awful-tasting swill. And over the course of testing 25 different butters, looking at different types of tea and what's used in Tibet traditionally versus isn't, I realized that using coffee worked better. But the problem was I'd given up coffee for almost 5 years because coffee would make me angry and a little bit jittery and just cranky. And sometimes I'd even get sore joints from it. And I went to the coffee shop to just try this experiment. And I said, I'm going to get some. I'm a coffee snob, at least I was before I quit drinking it. And I ordered the best coffee I could get, and I drank it. And it was amazing. I felt so good. And the next day I said, I'm cured. I can drink coffee. And I drank coffee again. And I got cranky and jittery, and my joints hurt, and I was kind of mad. And then I realized, wait a minute, I didn't just get allergic to coffee overnight. I'm not what's wrong here. The coffee is the variable. So I had already done some research into coffee processing because I'm interested in coffee. And I realized this is a coffee purity issue. And I went through, and over the course of another year or so, I created an algorithm that I published for how to go to the coffee shop and find something that's probably less likely to cause crankiness. And then I developed a lab test to make beans that actually, in my book, I published research about how they actually increase cognitive performance on 6 of 7 measures of executive function. So basically, coffee without traces of neurotoxins that come from cheap coffee processing, it makes you perform better and feel better, and it has different effects on you. So small variable, big difference.
Yeah, and that is true. There's a lot of data to suggest that coffee actually improves mental acuity and performance, and there has been a lot of ties to reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and certain types of dementia in people that are regular coffee consumers. So we know it has health benefits on the brain. Talk to us briefly, because we're going to have to take a break here in a minute, Dave. We're going to come back and get into this more. But, you know, the recipe for the Bulletproof coffee involves what most people are sort of surprised, butter. So what does the butter add to the coffee? What is the advantage, or what is the, I can understand the clean, you know, no toxin coffee. Help us understand what the butter adds.
Well, when you use milk in your coffee, the protein in milk called casein sticks to the antioxidants in coffee, the polyphenols, and it makes them unavailable to your body. Coffee is the number one source of antioxidants in the American diet, yet you're getting 340% less of them when you put milk in your coffee. When you use butter, or even better yet, clarified butter, you dramatically reduce that problem. So you can get more than 3 times as many antioxidants in your morning cup. And you also are telling your body there's nothing in here but fat, so you might as well be in what I call fat burning mode in the book, but it's basically ketosis. And it changes your hormones, your hunger hormones, your leptin and ghrelin, and you really feel less hunger. Mm-hmm. And then you add another oil to this called brain octane oil that is about 6% of what's inside a coconut oil bottle. And that oil gives you tons of extra energy, specifically in the neurons in your brain. And all of a sudden, people are walking around going, I don't care about sugar anymore. I don't have food cravings. I'm free.
Yeah.
And then they lose tons of weight. And it's remarkable what happens when you just turn off food cravings. Because all the effort that goes into, let me put that another way, all the wasted effort that goes into trying to stay thin, you stop wasting effort, and it actually works, and it takes much less effort. And that's really what this is all about. I don't want to work to be thin. I just want to be thin and work to have an awesome life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's thanks for pointing that out. And the coconut oil, we should talk about. I'm writing a book right now on Alzheimer's and dementia prevention, and the research on ketones and coconut oil. I mean, there was, you know, coconut oil extracts like you're talking about, medium chain triglyceride extracts, got through phase two clinical trials for the treatment of dementia and Alzheimer's, and the results are incredibly impressive. So there's so many brain benefits to what is in a cup of bulletproof coffee. It is pretty amazing. When we come back, we've got to tackle this issue about fat, Dave, because I know that your bulletproof diet, which we're going to talk about, relies very heavily on fats in the diet. And people, I'm sure, cringe at the idea of putting butter in their coffee. Butter fat is bad for you. Saturated fat is bad for you. People who have been studying physiology like yourself have known that that is not true for a very long time. But what's exciting about today's show is basically there was some research that just came out this week supporting exactly what you've been saying, that the recommendations to avoid saturated fat were actually completely bogus. And we're going to review all that information. We come back from this break. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back just after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be hosting another great show. Today, I am interviewing Dave Asprey, a.k.a. the Bulletproof CEO. Dave is the creator of the widely popular Bulletproof Coffee, host of the number one ranked health show, Bulletproof Radio, which you can get on iTunes, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Bulletproof Diet. Through his work, Dave provides strategies for taking control of and improving your body and mind so they work in unison, helping you execute at levels far beyond what you'd expect without burning out, getting sick, or allowing stress to control your decision. He has his new book, which is at bulletproofdietbook.com. You can learn more about his website at bulletproofexec.com. And you can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/bulletproofexec. Dave, thanks so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, this is great fun.
Awesome. So in the last segment, we finished up talking a little bit about Bulletproof Coffee and talking about this introduction of, you know, butter and this idea about saturated fat. And people are terrified of saturated fat and fats in the diet. And a lot of this, Dave, as you know, was something that was, you know, introduced into our culture in the late 1970s, early 1980s. This was the no-fat revolution. This was the advent of low-fat foods, margarine, which is a completely synthetic, non-natural compound that was introduced into the human diet, which we now know causes heart disease. And it's just so interesting because it goes so against what we know about generalized nutrition. We know the cells need saturated fat for healthy cell membranes. We look at ancestral cultures that have consumed huge amounts of saturated fats in their diet and show no evidence of heart disease or risk. So, like, what went wrong, Dave? And, you know, help us understand and get comfortable with this idea, because I know it's a big principle in your diet book, which has helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people lose weight and feel healthier. Why is it okay to use saturated fat? Help us understand why it's not dangerous.
One of the first studies to take on saturated fats was actually done by the American Soy Association many, many years ago. And they did a test of hydrogenated saturated fat. In other words, they made a synthetic modification of saturated fat, did a very small trial for a few weeks, and said, oh, look, there was higher cholesterol in the people who ate the saturated fat. In this case, they're using coconut oil, believe it or not. And you should eat soy oil instead. And it was sham science. It actually wasn't a big enough trial. They didn't compare raw oil to raw oil, all these different things. But that was a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Then we had, in about 1972, George McGovern, a senator, had a panel. And he said, I don't have anything to do with my panel. We better find a new problem to solve or I'll lose some government power. And the new problem to solve was this increase in heart disease. So he hired a 28-year-old named Ansel Keys, who'd never treated an obese person in his life, and said, let's make up something that's going to work. And with positive intentions, I'm sure, they created a program demonizing fat that was widely almost made fun of by nutritionists at the time, saying this is not how it works. But once you put your full weight, the full weight of the government behind something, it's very hard to turn around. And in fact, it can take a whole generation, and it has.
Yeah.
And I watched MASH last night, Kevin, this TV show from 1972 on Netflix. People looked different in 1972. Everyone, it's amazing what excessive omega-6 oil and lots of processed foods have done to the shape of people. It was really striking because we don't normally see something from 40 or 50 years ago on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is interesting to see. And I mean, you know, to back up your idea of, you know, the weakness of the science, it was just this week in the prestigious British Medical Journal, in their open heart section, there is a meta-analysis done to evaluate the evidence from the randomized controlled trials that were done between 1977 and 1983 that supported the reduction of fat in the diet. So they actually went back and said, huh, maybe something's wrong. Maybe there's a correlation between the reduction of fat in the diet that occurred in the late 70s, early 80s, and the dramatic spike in obesity and heart disease that we've seen since that. So somebody actually went through and looked at this data. They looked at 2,467 males that had participated in six dietary trials. Now, these were the trials that they based these recommendations on. And what the authors concluded was that the dietary recommendations, this is right from the abstract of the study, dietary recommendations were introduced for 220 million U.S. and 56 million U.K. citizens by 1983 in the absence of supporting evidence from randomized clinical controls trials. So it's basically saying that the data they used to make these wide sweeping recommendations had no significant clinical data to back up those recommendations. And it was the driving force of government officials and the food industry that really pushed this on the American people and led to a huge decline in overall health. And, you know, it's just really, really interesting to see how that plays out. So let's talk about, I mean, so if we start accepting this idea that fat can be good for us or saturated fat can be good for us, can you point out some cultures or some ideas about showing like where saturated fat comes in and why it can help us thrive? And, you know, how is it incorporated into the bulletproof diet to help people sort of hack their biology and feel better?
One of the most interesting things about saturated fat is that because it's saturated, what that really means is that it's saturated with bonds chemically, which means that it doesn't oxidize well. There's no room for oxygen to stick to it. When you get an unsaturated, like a polyunsaturated fat, or what we call omega-6, those fats can oxidize very easily. And when you eat oxidized fats, it does trigger inflammation, and you don't want to be doing that. So it turns out saturated fats are more stable. And when you look at what the body does with these fats, well, okay, your cell membranes, as you mentioned, they need fat. But they don't just need fat. They are fat.
Mm-hmm.
All your cell membrane is a whole bunch of tiny little droplets of fat that repel water. So they push water out of the cell, and they push the water in the cell into the cell to make it stay there. So the cell membrane really isn't a membrane. It's just a layer of oil, like a little droplet of oil almost. So what if that oil is made from omega-6 oxidized oil that creates free radicals? Well, your body isn't going to like what happens.
No, absolutely. And people don't understand that the cell membrane is one of the most important parts of the cell. If you ask most people, what's the most important part of the cell? Everybody goes, the nucleus, you know, the DNA. And really, the cell membrane is the living, breathing part of your cell. It's the part where the receptors live that bind all the hormones that activate the DNA manifestations that occur in the cell. It's the place where your cell absorbs nutrients. It's the place where your cell excretes waste. It's how your cell communicates with other cells. The cell membrane is the key to cellular health. And so supporting a healthy cell membrane by incorporating these good quality fats is so, so important. So we're going to talk a little bit more about fats, Dave, I think in the next segment when we sort of outline the basic principles of the bulletproof diet. I'd like to break down the macronutrients, you know, and take people through like a typical day, some meal ideas, what they would be doing when it really looks like to be living this lifestyle or eating this diet. But before we get into that, you also bring up this really amazing topics around these, what are you call anti-nutrients. And you point out a few very specific ones in your book that I think are very interesting. And two of them particularly, one very in particularly, I'd love to discuss, which is mycotoxins you discuss as an anti-nutrient. And this is a big deal to you. And you spend a lot of time developing your coffee to be mycotoxin free. You talk about foods and mycotoxins. And these are some of the most potent toxins on the planet. Can you discuss what they are and how they undermine our health?
Yes. Mycotoxins are metabolites of mold. And we've always had mold. There's mentions of black mold, even going back into the Bible, talking about how it's harmful. So we've always had a positive relationship with fungus, where we eat mushrooms and things like that. But we've also had an adversarial relationship because some fungus is very toxic for us. It turns out that modern agricultural processing, as well as our building techniques, have increased the amount of mold in our lives. And when you used to eat fresh food as a human 100 years ago, the food was either all the way spoiled or it was fresh. And what we get now is a mix of food from 100 farms that's been stored for an indeterminate amount of time. So our level of chronic exposure to these toxins has gone up substantially. And it's not that they kill you right away. They cause DNA damage cumulatively. They, in the work that I've done in the Bulletproof Diet, they actually make you perform slightly not as well as you could. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little source of hidden kryptonite in the environment. And they are linked to, I think I have 1,200 studies about the most common mold toxin in coffee. 1,200 studies talking about what it does for a whole host of chronic autoimmune problems, et cetera, et cetera. So what I believe and what the research shows is that when you reduce your exposure to these toxins, only good things can happen. And if you don't reduce them enough, maybe nothing will happen, but you're not going to harm yourself by eating less toxins, and you certainly can perform better. So what I've done is I've built my house to not grow mold. I'm actually finishing a documentary right now on environmental-based toxic mold. And the reason I care so much about this isn't because I'm a mold-phobic person. It's because about 40 years ago, we started spraying an antifungal chemical on our soil that caused mold to genetically mutate. And the mold that's out there now makes hundreds of times more of these toxins than it did when it was in its natural state. Mm-hmm. So we've created sort of these X-Men super molds that are now putting enough poison into our food, into our air, that it's affecting things like autism rates, and it's affecting things like cancer and heart disease, as well as it just makes you feel cranky, and I don't like being cranky.
Yeah. Yeah. Mold and mycotoxins can be incredibly dangerous. People who have been living in very, very mold toxic environments can suffer severe health consequences, complete endocrine shutdown. There can be major, major autoimmune issues, huge disruptions in human physiology. These are very, very toxic compounds. Now, what you're talking about in food, usually it's not that toxic, but this low level constant exposure can significantly undermine how you feel. And I will say, just as you did on your own body, Dave, you did these experiments to say what makes me feel good and what makes me feel bad. And I implore people to try the same thing with yourself. So for me personally, my personal experience, when I started trying out your Bulletproof coffee recipe, I tried it with good gourmet organically grown coffee that I thought was really good. However, when I did it that way, I got a headache and I felt jittery and I crashed. And I said, gosh, what's going on? It didn't even happen that bad when I didn't add the butter and the oil. And I think that the mycotoxins we know are oftentimes fat soluble, and the butter and the oil may have acted as a more potent carrier of those mycotoxins into my system. So I felt it even more. So I said, well, I'm going to try Dave's low mycotoxin coffee. I just want to see if this works. I had a friend who sweared by it, and they were nice enough to give me a sample. And sure enough, it has been a completely different experience for me as far as how I feel when I do it. And it's not necessarily a endorsement of the product. It's this idea that these things exist in food, and they can significantly impact how you feel and your body's ability to thrive and operate at an optimal level. And in your book, you point out lots of different specific foods that are prone to having a lot of mycotoxins. So just quickly, Dave, before we hit the break, can you sort of, we talked about coffee and all the studies that you've done and the problems with some mycotoxins in coffee. Are there any other foods that you specifically say are really, really high on the list for potential mycotoxin contamination?
Peanuts and corn are almost universally contaminated, mm-hmm. and all grains have substantial problems. So we have weather maps of where the mold is around the planet, and we use those for animal feed, but not for human feed. But the problem is there for us as well. Mm-hmm. And some of the worst offenders are beer and wine. And if you have a glass of wine every night to be healthy, you're getting a substantial dose of ochratoxin A and usually several others. And if you switch to vodka instead of wine, you might be amazed at the difference in how you feel, or how your joints feel, all kinds of things in your mood for the next 2 days after you make that little trade.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are good things to know about, because certainly corn is hugely pervasive in our diet. And then, of course, you know, corn is fed to animals, and these mycotoxins can accumulate in the flesh or byproducts of the animals. And so if you're eating, you know, the flesh or byproducts of animals that have been raised on nothing but mold-infused corn, you're more likely to get some negative effects from the mycotoxins that come through to the food that you eat. So when we come back from the break, Let's get into a little bit more of the specifics of the bulletproof diet. Let's look at a typical day on the bulletproof diet and talk about some of the results that you're seeing in the thousands and thousands of people that are buying this book and trying the diet. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Just a quick announcement, don't forget that now through November 28th is the best brand sale at the Village Green. They've got 30% off of all Pathway products and 25% off Thorne, Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, Innate, and Designs for Health products. So make sure to stop in. Those are all wonderful company lines that excel in making high-quality products, so it's a good time to stock up if you need to. Today we are talking with Dave Asprey. He is the founder of the widely popular Bulletproof Coffee, host of the number one ranked health show Bulletproof Diet, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Bulletproof Diet. Dave, we've been having a spirited conversation about lots of different topics today. I'd love to now transition into some specific topics related to the book. Can you share with the listeners sort of the inspiration and the thought process behind how you developed this Bulletproof Diet?
For 10 years, I've run an anti-aging nonprofit research group called the Silicon Valley Health Institute. And I've interviewed hundreds of physicians and health experts and research scientists. And the problem is that taking that and translating it for the audience, which is lay people, has been a challenge. And so in writing the Bulletproof Diet book, my challenge was, how do I boil down all of this knowledge into less than 100,000 words? And that old thing they have about a picture is worth 1,000 words is true. So it turns out you can download the main part of the book, the Bulletproof Diet infographic, for free on bulletproofexec.com on my blog. So I give this away because it's that important. Even if you never buy one of my books, you never buy my coffee, it's okay. Just use the knowledge. And here's what the infographic will teach you on one page you just hang on your fridge. It'll teach you that foods fall under three categories. One of them is foods that I call bulletproof. These are things that generally are full of nutrition. They don't have a lot of anti-nutrients, which we'll get into a little bit more, and they don't cause food cravings. So if you eat those, you're going to win. There's a set of suspect foods that for many, many people, these cause substantial problems, and they're guilty until proven innocent, these kind of suspects. So you don't eat them for a little while and add them back in and see what happens, because you are your own guinea pig. And then there's a line of kryptonite foods where you just don't eat those, because there's no reason for any human who's not dying of starvation to put that stuff in their body. Things like margarine, MSG, and artificial fats, things like that. You don't need to do that. And by shifting where you are in this roadmap, you can improve things. And the reason this works is that built into the roadmap in a way that you don't even have to really look at it, is that you're getting most of your plate covered in vegetables, but vegetables have very few calories. And you need calories to have energy, believe it or not. So what you do is you add enough fat to your diet to get at least half your calories from fat and a substantial amount of it from saturated fat, because saturated fat is stable, because your body can use it to build healthy cell membranes and hormones. And then you get not a lot of fruit or carbohydrate, and you eat it in the evening if you're going to eat it. And in the book, I explain the reasons for that around enhancing sleep and around insulin sensitivity being much better later in the day. So this all works because there's three things you have to get right in order when you eat. Even if you don't remember the Bulletproof diet at all, just remember these three things. Number one is you've got to get your quantity and type of what we call macronutrients right. So macronutrients are basically fat, protein, and carbs. But if I told you right now, look, you need to eat 30 grams of protein, you'd probably say, okay. But if I gave you 30 grams of spider venom versus 30 grams of scrambled eggs, you'd probably pick the eggs, because you know that different proteins affect your body differently, because spider venom actually is protein. So if different proteins have different effects on your body, shouldn't you avoid the proteins that cause inflammation, even if they don't kill you like spider venom would? Well, you should. So that's built into the roadmap as well. The next thing to understand is understand anti-nutrients. These are things in food. Sometimes we put them there as flavor enhancers. Sometimes the plant puts it there to keep animals like us from eating the plant. And sometimes Mother Nature puts them there when the food starts to spoil from either bacteria or fungi making mycotoxins. So if your food has anti-nutrients in it, even if it has the right kind of fat, even if it has a ton of zinc or some other micronutrient, you probably don't want to eat it. So the algorithm for eating looks like this. Eat the right types of foods. Avoid things that make you weak, and eat more of the things that make you strong, things like micronutrients, like vitamins and minerals. And if you can just get that order right, you're going to win. The problem is it's hard to know all the science behind that, which is why all the foods you're likely to eat are laid out on a roadmap. It says these ones are probably good, these ones are sketchy, and these ones are really not so good. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the results that people tend to get when they switch their diet to eating this way. What's some of the feedback? I mean, I know you work with, you know, some very high level executives. You work with, you know, famous people. You work with athletes. You work with Olympians. You work with, you know, all sorts of people that are really looking to squeeze maximum performance out of their body. But from those people all the way down to the people who are just finding your book and trying it, and the emails that you're getting, what are some of the things that you're hearing when people are starting to pay attention to the concepts that you're introducing around diet?
The first thing I hear, it's almost universal. It's just this feeling of incredibleness, because they say, I didn't want to eat a snack this morning. Like, we're so programmed to have, you know, a bowl of ground up grains in the morning, and then at 10 a.m. your energy crashes, so you got to go have another cup of mycotoxin laced coffee, mm-hmm. and then a bagel or a croissant, and you're craving it. And even worse, there's this process that sucks your willpower. So you've had this breakfast, and you're trying to eat lower calories and lower fat, and then someone puts a plate of bagels in front of you, and this conversation goes on in your head, and it goes like this. Your body says, eat it. And in the book, I call this the Labrador, like the dog in your brain, the mammal part of your body. And then you say, no, don't, I'm not going to eat it. And then your body says, no, eat it. And you go through this conversation, which is basically like bagel, no, bagel, no, bagel, no. Every time you say no, you're taking your willpower and you're wasting it. And eventually you tell yourself, I'll just have half the bagel. Mm-hmm. And then you feel guilty because you ate half the bagel when you said you weren't going to. And what happened here is known in science now. It's called willpower fatigue. And it happens. Decision-making fatigue can come from food. So when people try this the first day, like, wow, I didn't experience the craving. I didn't have to use my willpower. So I had more energy free for other things. So literally, I've had people just look at me like, I can't believe I didn't eat any candy today. It's the first time in 20 years I haven't had candy. And it's not because I was strong. It's because I didn't care about the candy anymore. That's what you get from eating a diet that's tuned right for your biology.
Yeah. And that makes total sense. The concept that you have, you know, when you break it down, you talk about getting about 50% of your calories in your diet from oils and fats, about 20% of your calories from organic veggies, and about 20% from protein, and about 5% from fruits or starch. So it is an oil and fat heavy diet, which basically is one of the things, you know, oils and fats have the most bang for their buck from a calorie standpoint. They have the highest yield per calories per serving, and so, or per energy per calorie. And so when you consume a diet that has these very, very high quality fats, you stay satiated, you are less hungry, you have more stable blood sugar so that you don't end up with blood sugar ups and down, which one of the primary reasons why people end up with cravings. And as blood sugar stabilizes, you then also therefore stabilize your stress hormones like cortisol. And cortisol ups and downs are also a huge contributor to stress eating, to cravings, especially for sugar, simple carbohydrates, and even alcohol. So we start to create this stability in blood sugar and stress hormones that lead to a natural reduction in cravings. So as you said, you don't have to force yourself through willpower. You just naturally don't crave it. So I think that's a really great point. And then there's the other benefits that come from improving brain function. I'm looking at your Bulletproof Diet roadmap right now, and I just quickly want to like list some of the ideas. So when we talk about oils and fats, you list some of the ones that are your favorite. So you talk about a brain octane oil, which is something that is from your company. That's this really high refined extract from coconut oil that's very specific for the brain. Aside from products, you talk about things like ghee, which is the clarified butter, pastured eggs and egg yolks, krill oil, grass-fed red meats, coconut oil, sunflower lecithin, avocado oils, and then everybody's going to love this, chocolate and cocoa butter. So those are what you would say are some of your preferred fats, correct, Dave?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we move down the list, and of course we get into some of the toxic fats that you've talked about, margarine, other artificial trans fats, oils. Those are things that aren't good for anyone. And then you have a whole list of ones in the middle that people can look at. It's a great guide. I just want to touch quickly. What do you say? And I know, you know, I'm setting you up with this question because I know you're going to have a good answer. What do you say to the people who say, well, I already have high cholesterol and my doctor told me to reduce fat and not to eat butter and not to eat eggs, you know, because I have high cholesterol. I'm on a cholesterol lowering drug. If I eat this diet, I'm going to have really high cholesterol. Can you just briefly summarize how you would answer a question like that?
I would say, has your doctor been reading either popular media or medical journals in the last couple of years? Because that viewpoint came out of medical school in the 1970s or 80s, but it is not reflected in current science. So you need to work with a nutritionist or with your physician, if your physician's trained in those types of things, on acknowledging that what they might have heard doesn't actually work. And if you have high cholesterol, you're probably trying to do what your doctor said anyway, and it's probably not working like it didn't for me when I weighed 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. So what you can do to make yourself feel better is you can look at this, but you could do what I did, which is I got a blood test. They started about $100. And when I started doing Bulletproof Coffee, I did a lot more than 2 tablespoons of butter in it. In fact, I did up to 10 or even sometimes 12 tablespoons. I was trying to use Bulletproof Coffee to gain weight, to make a point about why did I only gain a little bit of weight instead of masses of pounds. I ended up eating 4,000 plus calories per day for 2 years to try and gain weight with Bulletproof Coffee, and I grew a six-pack. So it is possible to get fat if you're having sugar and Bulletproof Coffee together, but when you do it the way I described in the Bulletproof Diet book, it really tells your body, hey, you better be burning fat here. So it's kind of amazing what will happen when you just go to your doctor and say, no, I want the data. I want to look at my blood results. In my case, when I did this, I was kind of concerned because there weren't that many people eating this much butter. So I looked at all sorts of inflammatory markers. I looked at my hormone levels. I looked at my cortisol. They all improved during what would have been otherwise been a very stressful time.
Yeah.
If your doctor says your cholesterol is high, try this sort of thing for 3 months and see what happens to your cholesterol.
Yeah.
And I can predict with pretty good regularity, if you have normal genes, what's going to happen is your HDL cholesterol will be so high that your doctor's jealous. Your LDL cholesterol may go up a little. It may stay even, and it may go down a little. That depends, but it's not that important of a number anyway.
Right.
What's really going to change is your inflammatory markers, things like C-reactive protein and LPPLA2, all the things that are really dangerous, those are way more predictive of heart attacks than cholesterol. Those all improve dramatically no matter what your cholesterol does.
That's right. So, and that is the key, Dave, because what we now know is that it's not necessarily about whether or not you have high cholesterol. It's about what your body does to that cholesterol. And the primary players in the story regarding turning cholesterol into something that can contribute to heart disease has everything to do with inflammation, and inflammation has everything to do with what you eat in your diet and the foods and the sugars and the carbohydrates and the omega-6 fatty acids and the mycotoxins and all of the things that we introduce that put our body in a chronic state of inflammation. And your diet that you outline, even though it may be high fat, is highly anti-inflammatory. And what the studies show us is that people with higher cholesterol levels in older age live longer and have lower rates of Alzheimer's and dementia, and have lower rates of all-cause mortality, and, you know, have better survivability as they get older. High cholesterol is associated with a longer life if it's in the presence of low inflammation, which is exactly what your diet aims to achieve. When we come back from the break, Dave, I'd love to kind of wrap this conversation up, cover a couple few other really important topics. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Today, we've been having an amazing conversation with Dave Asprey, the founder of Bulletproof and Bulletproof Coffee. You can learn about his book at bulletproofdietbook.com. Dave, we don't have a lot of time in this last segment, but there's such a cool thing that you write about in the book that is a huge piece of emerging research in the aspects of health, human health, and physiology, and that has to do with gut bacteria. So help us understand a little bit about the connection between your diet and gut bacteria and how these things really dictate a huge percentage of how we express our health or how we express disease.
One of the things that comes out is that whatever you put in your stomach has some effect in your gut bacteria. It can make you grow more or grow less of them. And we tend to think, oh, gut bacteria are a good thing, except gut bacteria are there for their own benefit, not for your benefit. And so from their perspective, we're just a walking bag of water that carries them around and keeps them healthy. So what they will do is they will modify the hormones and neurotransmitters and immune function in your body for their benefit. And oftentimes their benefit and yours are lined up, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, obesity. It turns out people who are obese have more of a kind of bacteria in their gut called Firmicutes. And they have less of Bacteroidetes. And when you find a thin person, they will have more Bacteroidetes and less Firmicutes. So it turns out there's fat people bacteria and there's good people bacteria. And if you swap these bacteria between two people, the thin person will gain weight and the fat person will lose weight. There is a way to modulate this so that you can have more of the thin people bacteria. In order to do that, you want to eat something high in saturated fat, like, oh, say, Bulletproof coffee. And what that does is that suppresses the Firmicutes in the gut. It actually stresses all the bacteria. Any kind of fat will do that because they don't eat fat very well. They say, oh, no, there's no food for me. But then you add something else called polyphenols. This is what happens in chocolate. This happens in very strongly in coffee. Any kind of brightly colored vegetable, even kale, bell peppers, anything, blueberries that has polyphenols in it, will then feed the bacteria that thin people have. So one of the effects of Bulletproof coffee in the morning is that you're whacking the gut bacteria over the head, and then you're feeding the ones that thin people have. And that gives them a competitive advantage. And one of the reasons that I believe some people, especially people with a lot of weight to lose, one of the reasons they're fat is their gut bacteria is off. And one of the reasons they're losing like a pound a day is that their gut bacteria is changing, and the gut bacteria sends a signal to your liver. It's called fasting-induced adipose factor. You don't have to know all this stuff, but no, eating more of these antioxidants can change your gut bacteria, which can make you thin. And that's really cool.
It is really cool. And, you know, people know a lot about gut bacteria, and everybody just immediately diverts to the idea of probiotics. But probiotics are probably one of the, I don't want to say least effective, but not the most effective way to shift gut bacteria. We found that dietary changes are the most effective way to shift gut bacteria, and it can be done in as little as 24 hours. If you eat foods that are favorable for the good gut bacteria to grow, they'll start growing within 24 hours of shifting your diet, and the opposite will happen if you start eating unhealthy foods. So this idea of using a nutritional program to support the colonization of bacteria in the body that have been scientifically correlated with ideal body weight is a very, very powerful tool, and I love how you point that out, you know, the science behind it in your book. So we're almost out of time, Dave. Any sort of last words that you want to share with the audience before we have to sign out? It was really a lot of fun having you on.
I would ask, if you enjoyed the show, please do check out the Bulletproof Diet book. We just hit the New York Times list, and I wrote this book to help a lot of people. And if you decide it could help you, I sure would appreciate it if you'd pick one up. And if you don't want to do that, just download the Bulletproof Diet infographic. Just go to bulletproofdietbook.com. You can click on the stuff there, and I'll just send it to you in email. You can print it, put it on your fridge. And literally, this can change your life, and it makes you a nicer person when you avoid things that make you cranky and when your body is properly fueled. So I think we can all just have a better world when we're all well-fed.
I agree. And not only that, everything you're recommending fosters better farming practices, a healthier environment. You know, so many things that we need to support in our culture today. So, Dave, it was really a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much. Again, everybody, that was Dave Asprey. You can learn more about his book by going to bulletproofdietbook.com. You can learn more about his website at www.bulletproofexec.com, and you can find him at Twitter, twitter.com/bulletproofexec. His podcasts are fantastic. I listen to them often on my commutes to and from work. He's got great special guests and shares a lot of wonderful information, so it's another great resource.
Thanks. Have a great day, Kevin.
All right, everybody. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
The Honor Flight Network is a nonprofit organization created solely to honor America's veterans for their service and sacrifice. The charity transports our nation's heroes free of charge from their local airport to Washington, D.C. to visit their war memorials and Arlington National Cemetery. This year, Compass Rose Charities is supporting the Honor Flight Network as their 2015 charity of choice. Help them reach their goal of chartering an entire plane. Sponsor a veteran's flight by donating today. For more information, Google Compass Rose Charities.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.